Track 10. A tour to Germany and Prague. Listen to a travel agent describing a tour of Germany and Prague to Susan. While listening, match the activities Susan will do, A to G, to the days, 1 to 5. There is one activity that you do not need. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. My friend Emma and I would like to go on a tour for our summer holidays.
Sure. Where would you like to go?
Well, we haven't decided yet.
Why don't you take a look at this tour?
Sure. What is it?
This tour will take you to most of the enchanting places in Germany. On day one, you'll fly to Berlin and spend a day there.
Oh, I've never been to Berlin.
You will have an afternoon sightseeing tour, which includes a variety of historic landmarks, such as Alexanderplatz and the Brandenburg Gate.
Lovely. Where will we go next?
You will spend day two in Munich, where you will visit the Royal Palace and the Gallery of Modern Art.
Fantastic! Both Emma and I love art museums.
Then, on day three, the tour continues to Saxony with a stop in its capital, Dresden. Here you will explore Dresden's highlights on foot with an English-speaking tour guide. There will also be an opportunity to walk around the city's historic old town.
I'm happy the tour guide will speak English, as we don't speak German.
All the staff on the tour will be able to speak English. On day four, before leaving Saxony and crossing the border into the Czech Republic, there will be time for a visit to Dresden's Gemälde Galerie.
Oh, there is a beautiful painting by Raphael in that art gallery.
Then, early the next day, you will arrive in beautiful Prague. Highlights include a guided tour, which includes the Jewish quarter and the old town. This will be the last day of your tour, before flying back to Milan.
Wow, it sounds very interesting.